Back in late October, Governor Andrew Cuomo was among those celebrating Roswell Park Cancer Institute's partnership with the Center for Molecular Immunology based in Havana. The clinics had come together to begin testing of the lung cancer vaccine Simovax.
They could have gone anywhere. Where did they choose the best place in the United States? Roswell Park.
Then, 2 weeks later, Donald Trump won the presidential election. He has made clear on social media his disdain for the Obama administration's efforts to normalize relations with Cuba. Shortly after Fidel Castro's death in late November, Trump again tweeted the sentiment. Here's how NPR reported it.
Today, President-elect Trump tweeted that he would terminate Obama's deal with Cuba if Havana isn't willing to negotiate a better one.
In Buffalo, it raises the question whether Roswell Park should worry about their relationship with CMI. President and CEO Candace Johnson says the short-term answer is no.
This collaboration with the Cuban scientists and physicians really was initiated when Cuba was in total lockdown. We navigated through that.
Johnson points out that Roswell Park obtained permission from the Food and Drug Administration and Treasury Department to proceed with the partnership. While Simovax was developed for lung cancer treatment, Johnson says it also shows promise in treating other forms of the disease, including breast, colon, and prostate cancer.
And the folks at the Sim are a group of extremely innovative scientists and physicians. They have approached cancer in a very different way than really anyone has in the design of some of their therapies and some of their vaccines. And we're just privileged to work with them and to help them bring these drugs to the United States.
The clinical trials are expected to begin just before Christmas. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.